Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience, your daily dose of wisdom and well-being with yours truly, Taylor Reed. Now, let's be honest, relationships can be a beautiful mess, right? We all crave connection, but sometimes those lines get blurred. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? Or maybe you found yourself saying yes when you really want to say no? That's where boundaries come in. They're not about building walls, but creating a safe and healthy space for both you and the people you care about. Today, we're diving deep into the world of boundaries, Stoic style, because let me tell you, setting them up can be game-changing. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like invisible fences that protect your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. They define what's acceptable to you and what's not. Now, before we jump in, remember this: boundaries aren't selfish. They are essential for healthy relationships. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So, if you want to show up as your best self in relationships, you need to take care of yourself first. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode to help you master the art of boundaries. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know what you need. What makes you feel uncomfortable? What drains your energy? Take some time for self-reflection. Journaling, meditating, or even just taking a walk in nature can help you connect with your inner voice and figure out your non-negotiables. 2. Communicate clearly. This is where the rubber meets the road. Once you know your boundaries, it's time to communicate them clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to say no when you need to. Remember, a simple no thank you can be incredibly powerful. You don't owe anyone an explanation beyond that. 3. Be respectful but firm. When setting boundaries, be respectful of the other person's feelings, but don't waver on your own needs. Think of it like this. You're not trying to control someone else, you're simply taking ownership of your own space and energy. 4. Enforce consistently. The key to successful boundaries is consistency. If you give in every time, your boundaries become meaningless. Stand your ground, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. It gets easier with practice, trust me. 5. Re-evaluate regularly. Life changes, and so do your needs. Don't be afraid to re-evaluate your boundaries periodically. What worked last year may not work this year. Keep an open mind and be willing to adjust as needed. You know that feeling when you finally stand up for yourself after letting someone walk all over you? It's like a weight lifts off your shoulders, right? That's the power of boundaries. They create space for respect, authenticity, and genuine connection. Now, let me share a real-life example to bring it all home. Picture this. You're working on a project with a colleague who seems to constantly unload their personal problems onto you. You end up feeling drained and overwhelmed, but you're afraid to speak up because you don't want to seem uncaring. This is where boundaries come in. The next time your colleague starts venting, can they acknowledge their feelings and say something like, "I hear that you're going through a tough time, but I'm really focused on finishing this project right now. Maybe we can catch up later when things are calmer." You're showing compassion while still protecting your own time and energy. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about creating healthy, fulfilling relationships for both you and the people in your life. Embrace the power of no, communicate clearly, and trust yourself to know what you need. You deserve respect, you deserve happiness, and setting those boundaries is a powerful step towards getting exactly that. Keep rocking those boundaries, my friends. Remember, every day is a fresh start, a new opportunity to set intentions and cultivate the life you truly desire. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. And if you have any thoughts or experiences to share, drop them in the comments below. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep training that mind and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.